I'd like to speak today on the topic of the man nobody really knew. He was born in a time of difficulty, as the national identity of his people was under one of its many threats. The country was occupied by the Romans, who had placed a puppet king in charge of the territory. There was much confusion at the time of his birth, due to all the people being forced to return to their traditional family towns or cities in order that a census may be taken. The overpopulation of Bethlehem during this event meant that there was not even any available accommodation for a man with his pregnant wife, except in the stable at the rear of one of the local inns. His entry into this world was therefore masked by many other events and circumstances. It was, nevertheless, heralded to some shepherds by the angelic host, and a sign placed in the skies for some magi from the east to observe. The general populace, however, did not really know who he was. His mother had been under some duress during the early stages of her pregnancy, for she was at that time betrothed to her husband Joseph. But it was quite well known that Joseph was not the father of the child. Nevertheless, she had been given certain promises by an angel, as had her husband, and they believed that God would honour his promises to them. His childhood was probably most uncharacteristic in that he fully obeyed his parents. Not one area of sin in his life. There was one time, however, when he was at the age of 12, and they had gone as a family to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, as they normally did each year, that he did something most uncharacteristic of his normal behaviour. He stayed behind at the temple while they started off home. When his parents came back looking for him, they were amazed to see him sitting in the temple, having a most astonishing dialogue with the temple leaders and teachers. Even these academics were surprised at the wisdom and understanding of this 12-year-old boy. They did not really know who he was or where he obtained his understanding. From the age of 12 to the age of 30, we're not given very much detail, but we must surmise that since he was a carpenter, there would be some very distinct characteristics. Firstly, he would be a man of considerable strength and endurance due to the nature of his trade. A carpenter had to obtain his own raw timber and shape it to his requirements with fairly rudimentary instruments. Not a trade for a weak man with poor health. His work was of the highest quality, and he no doubt enjoyed some respect in the local village and surroundings due to his trade. He was familiar with the manufacture of yokes for oxen, and no doubt had a reputation for making an easy yoke. It is presumed that during this period of time his father died, as there's no further mention of Joseph. He would have been acquainted with grief and sickness, yet nobody really knew who he was. His life changed as he knew the time had come for him to begin the work he had come into the world for. He went to see his cousin John and was baptized in the Jordan River. John did know who he was and publicly acclaimed him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The devil only knew who he was when the Spirit of God descended upon him. But until that time, even the devil did not know who Jesus was. He gathered around himself a hodgepodge group of followers who listened to his teachings and had some vague sense that this man was different. They saw the miracles. They knew he was the Messiah. But except for one occasion when Peter said by revelation that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, they did not see him as anything or anyone other than a man, filled with zeal for God. Some people had a revelation of him during these years. One in particular was a Samaritan woman who went and told her friends that this man was the Christ. The vast majority, however, did not really know who he was. He offended the religious leaders of his day to the point where they plotted to have him killed and used one of his own followers, Judas, to betray him. Judas thought of him as a great leader, a Messiah who was to liberate the nation of Israel from bondage, and felt that by forcing the situation to a head, he could cause Jesus to reveal himself. Yet Judas did not really know who Jesus was either. The religious leaders, although they knew the scriptures, did not have any understanding of the prophecies concerning the Messiah. And as such, they did not recognize the Son of God. They only knew him as a carpenter who gathered a following of social outcasts and upset the business arrangements that were carried on within the temple. They did not know who he was. He was sentenced and crucified as a common criminal. There was, however, a difference. When he died, the sky grew black. The earth quaked. Graves were opened. The veil of the temple was torn. And people became quite frightened. The centurion guarding him had an instant revelation of who he was and exclaimed, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Many people, though, did not really know him as anyone other than Jesus of Nazareth, a carpenter. After his resurrection, he appeared to many of his disciples, particularly two walking along the road to Emmaus, and communed with them. But even they did not know who he was until he broke bread with them and their eyes were opened in the breaking of bread. He was at that time the man that nobody really knew, although after his ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit, many have come to know and understand him and to believe that he is indeed the only Son of God. Yet even today, in this age of knowledge and technology, very few people really know the Carpenter of Nazareth, the Son of God. Let's just pause in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, forgive us for the many ways that we have not recognized Jesus, for the many calls that we have received from him and have refused to listen to. Forgive us, Father, for ignoring him, ignoring you. Forgive us, Father, for being so wrapped up in ourselves that we can't recognize when you call us. And we can't recognize Jesus of Nazareth. Father, may we look to see your Son in our lives from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.